I had a huge crush on my classmate Yasmin. She was beautiful and super hot. One day I accidentally bumped into her, got her dress stuck in my zipper and ripped it off. Everyone saw her in her underwear and she was so embarrassed that she started crying. Of course I apologized 1,000 times, but she really didn't accept it. She said, "It's okay, I know you didn't do it on purpose," but I could tell she was still angry. Luckily I became her project partner in chemistry. I thought I could finally show her how awesome I was. But it turned out I was too shy to talk more than a few words to her. I could tell she thought I was a weirdo, and on the day of our big presentation, I forgot the USB stick with our PowerPoint at home. She said, "You idiot, must be kidding me." I didn't know what to respond. We still had to present our results, but without notes, it didn't go well, and we only got a D. All that happened in 7th grade. Afterward, Yasmin didn't talk to me for years, but neither did the other girls in class. I knew I was a loser, and thought a lot about how I could become more confident. I decided to take MMA classes, and it probably took me 3 years to become an assassin. I'd never gotten into a street fight, but I knew I could easily knock out any guy at our school. I also noticed that girls started paying me more attention. I had gotten jacked, but I was still too shy to talk to girls sober. Only when my buddies took me to house parties, I had success with girls. One time I approached a girl that I got along with very well. Her name was Aaliyah. And after a few dates, she even invited me to her home. But guess who I met there? It was Yasmin, and she asked, "What are you doing here?" "I'm with Aaliyah, and you?" "Aaliyah is my sister." Wow, Yasmin looked as beautiful as ever. But now that I was dating her sister, she would probably never be interested in me. But I couldn't help it. While Aaliyah was at a volleyball tournament, I went to her home to visit Yasmin. She opened the door and said, "My sister isn't here." "Oh, that's too bad. Can I wait for her inside the house?" "She won't be back for another 2 hours." "I'm fine with that. I just don't want to walk home again." She let me in and I said, "Do you remember when I forgot our PowerPoint at home?" "Of course I do. I never told you back then. I had a big crush on you." Yasmin was blushing, so I continued, "But I knew you were out of my league." She responded, "Well, you've changed a lot and many girls in our school are talking about you." And I guess it's no coincidence that I'm dating your sister. She reminds me of you. Yasmin looked at me as if she was trying to seduce me. When I saw her in school again, I asked, "How are you?" She laughed and said, "Don't you have a girlfriend?" "Oh, your sister and I are just friends." "Really? She told me she really likes you." "Well, I told her I'm not interested in anything serious right now. But I think it would break her heart if she saw you flirting with me. I'm sure she wants the best for us." "Oh, what is the best for us?" "I know it sounds crazy, but I think we're meant for each other." "Haha, you're crazy. I could never hurt my sister like that. Her last boyfriend already broke her heart. Afterwards, she cried for weeks. But I'm not her boyfriend. I'm just her lover. And whenever I kiss her, I think of you. Gosh, you are flattering me. But okay, I will talk to my sister and ask her if she allows me to date you. Okay? That sounds perfect." But the plan didn't work out. Aaliyah came up to me the next day and told me that her sister had turned insane and was trying to steal me away from her. I responded, "Whoa, that's crazy." And she continued, "I can't believe my own sister would try to take away my boyfriend." But I knew I had to come clean and I said, "I gotta tell you something. I've actually had a crush on Yasmin for years, but I was too shy to talk to her. But last weekend when you had your volleyball tournament, I visited your sister. I shouldn't have done it, but I can't help it. I love her so much. So you wanna dump me for my sister? It's your decision. If you want me to stay with you, I will." "Wow, you're such a gentleman for not dumping me, but instead forcing me to dump you. It's over between us, and good luck dating my sister." I felt bad for what I'd done, but at least I could finally be with Yasmin. I already imagined kissing her soft lips. But when I talked to her in school, she said, "My sister told my parents that I've stolen her boyfriend. They got really angry. So I told them my sister was lying and I had no interest in dating you." Who cares what your parents think? You don't get it. My parents are wealthy and I can't risk making them think bad about me. They already cut out my brother from their will after the police caught him driving under influence. We can still date in secret. I'm sorry, I won't take the risk. I mean, I really like you, but I don't love you the way you love me. Wow, I felt like a fool. And to distract myself, I went partying again. 3, 4, and 5 times a week, meeting as many girls as I could. But then Aaliyah came up to me at a house party, took me by my hand and brought me to a private room. I was surprised and thought she wanted to get intimate with me, but instead she wanted to talk. She said, "Why did you break up with me for my sister? Is she more beautiful than me?" "No, it's not that. but I felt Yasmin and I had perfect chemistry together. I know she flirted with you, and I know she enjoyed destroying our relationship. I said, no, it's more complicated than that. But Aaliyah didn't care and screamed, you have broken my heart! I gotta admit, it kinda ruined my mood, and I ended up leaving the party without getting a girl. But the following day, I got a message from Yasmin. You idiot! Aaliyah recorded the conversation with you and showed it to my parents. Now they think they have evidence that I seduced her boyfriend. Don't ever talk to me again, you useless fool. I responded, oh gosh, I'm so sorry. But I guess it was already too late.